You go back to the house or apartment. You hop
in the shower together,
nice. And then you know that's where things start. And then you
one
go to
thing
the bedroom.
Leads to one
yes,
thing.
Exactly. That's about perfect.
Works out.
Slut.
I'm such a whore.
Aren't we all?
Well, not all of us.
But I'm very careful. I do think it deserves to be said that you know nowadays is so important to be safe and get tested and the 1 minute HIV test is amazing. You know, you just go in and you know right away. And so know your status and get tested.
Unless you get space AIDS.
Space AIDS. There's no test for space AIDS, no. I understand.
Well,
no.
You know.
Not yet.
You know because you know you're super at that point.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, you know.
Well, ideally the alien will tell you, now you have space AIDS.
Oh, well, thanks.
What would your
you are welcome.
Ideal superpower be?
Superman is my hero of choice. So the idea of being able to fly is just still the most incredible thing to me. Like, I mean, lots of things would be wonderful. I'd love to be invisible. I'd love to do, you know, stuff like that. But being able to fly would be just wonderful.
Just nifty.
I don't know if I'd want to fly or go to space ever.
Oh, I want to. I actually, I was in the Air Force officer training for a couple of years in college.
Nice.
And my goal was to be a pilot and then go into NASA because I really, really wanted to be going to space.
Terrifies me. It just utterly, utterly terrifies me. What's out there scares me.
Oh, sure. It's very scary. But I always like to confront my fears. Like, I love to go skydiving. I'd love to go, I like to hold snakes even though I'm scared of snakes. I love to, you know, I love to do things that scare me. I would love to go diving with sharks. Even though I have an
cool.
irrational fear of sharks. But, I'd love
super,
to go.
It's like super safe. I've seen it done on.
It's side. Not super
yeah,
safe.
It's super safe to go swimming with sharks. Nope, it's not.
They tell you what to do, what not
well,
to
I
do.
Mean,
you're in
you're
a cage that they can't break through.
Okay, Rachel, then go do it.
Fine.
It's super safe. Go.
Although I
do,
like,
earn money, go to Australia, and I will do it.
Yeah,
just go around the time that you're on your menstrual.
Well,
cycle.
Australia. So you're talking specifically like Great Whites and stuff, right?
I'm talking about like I don't know where they do shark diving, but wherever
well,
they do,
do
it, I'll do
they
it.
They do it without a cage in the Caribbean, where there's nice clean water and you have sharks, but they're fairly non-dangerous.
I'm saying
sharks.
I've watched Shark Week on Discovery Channel
sure,
when they've
too.
Done that, and
obviously
it does.
She's a shark.
And it's saying it looks.
So.
I mean, they're
tell
like,
us more,
hey,
doctor.
Man.
going back to your space space talk of space things would you volunteer to explore deep space
I would have to well it would depend probably the idea of exploration is a very human thing and I think that yes, I would love to be the first to go somewhere or do something.
You're
you know,
wonderful.
That'd be amazing. Yeah.
Now, let me ask that another way. Would you ever go out into deep space?
I think, I think he made it sexual.
The innuendo is just...
Are you saying you have a cavernous asshole?
My lord, I don't want any
well,
man described
deep
as that. Space.
I mean, when you put it that way.
Good gracious.
Would you explore deep space?
Sure.
Is it awkward yet?
It's only awkward because I don't really understand the question.
I don't understand the question.
Are you asking me if I would have sex with you? Are you asking me out right now?
No, Frank's not that
yes.
subtle.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, that's really... Yes, that's exactly what I was doing. Because I'm slick like that.
Because you're smooth.
Then Simone. No, because I'm seeing someone right now.
Oh, shut down on the
seeing.
Air.
I can't. It's brand new.
We just
it's,
got ooh. His embarrassment recorded.
Bam.
I'll give you a blow pop just to make sure you feel better.
And by blow pop, she doesn't mean the candy.
No, it's okay. I have a blow pop elsewhere.
That's it?
I think that's the end of our show. That's the end of like our hour, half hour.
Yeah, well,
so
thank you very much
we'll
for coming out with us.
Do your business. Thank you for
all
hanging
right.
out
with
us.
Do you have anything you want to plug? Before
besides
you
Inspector Space Time.
is that what you meant? Oh, I thought you meant the other thing. We have the web series and my YouTube channel is Sivartis, Sivartis, and that's where I have a bunch of series. So we do a web series called Robot Ninja and Gay Guy, which is a sitcom about three roommates who live together. And I do a show called Two Hot Guys in the Shower, where you can actually send in questions and we answer them on air. And Smiley Town, which is about puppets. It's like So you can go on there and look at the playlists and see all my different
awesome.
Shows.
We'll put that up on our.
And where can
networks.
People follow you on the Twitter and stuff? If
I am also Sivartis on Twitter and Tumblr. And I just launched an official Twitter for the web series, which is 11th Inspector.
Cool. Nice.
So you can follow us there.
Tweet him. Tweet his twat.
Tweet the hell
tweet
out of
at,
me.
And we'll put all
tweet
the
us.
Links up on
tweet
Facebook
him.
And all the various stuff.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Do it.
I really love this Spectre microphone, by the way. This is sexy.
Make
just lean in on there,
and
I talk
just
real close
linger.
To. You. Just wait. Let me talk to the viewers for a second. Hey there, viewer. How you doing? Oh, me? Oh, I'm just fine. I really enjoyed talking to you this last half hour. Having me in your earballs, right inside your head. If you're wearing stereo headphones, oh yeah, I'm right in the middle of your head. Yeah, if you're wearing only a left headphone, then I'm just talking, whispering sweet nothings in your ear. If you're wearing a right headphone, oh, you're a right-eared person. That's right. That means you think on your left side of your brain. That's sexy.
Left brains are sexy.
This is the inspector telling you to inspect the uninspected.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Well, that just happened
you.
In your ear.
All right, well, we are signing off once more.
Remember, you can listen to us all day at BentCon.
All day, every day.
And we have, I think, other people coming in to stop by as well. So.
Oh, actually, it looks like coming up next on Skid Row Studio is going to be Bad Advice. So that'll be starting up in just a bit, so
yeah.
Stay tuned.
Yeah.
Lock the doors, lower the blinds.
Thank you, guys. That was so much fun.